Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we have a lineup of education headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Soled School Tour launches in the Philippines, bringing mindfulness and conscious education to classrooms. The Soled School Tour has officially launched in the Philippines, spearheaded by the Lighthouse Foundation. This innovative program aims to blend science with spirituality by incorporating mindfulness, meditation, and self-awareness into the educational experience of Filipino students. Through interactive sessions and guided meditations, students learn about energy, emotions, and consciousness, empowering them to explore awareness pillars like actions, words, thoughts, emotions, and intentions. The Lighthouse Foundation, known for merging scientific knowledge with spiritual wisdom, is set to revolutionize education by helping students shift from victim mindset to creator mindset, regulate emotions, and align goals with purpose. With over a dozen pilot schools already on board, the Soled movement is poised to rapidly expand, shaping a future-ready, conscious generation.
The Healer's Blueprint, inside the towering life work of Dr. Karen Frank Barney. Dr. Karen Frank Barney, a renowned occupational therapist, professor, and reformer, has dedicated over three decades to reshaping the field of occupational therapy with compassion and science. Her latest accomplishment includes the release of a second edition of her textbook, challenging traditional healthcare approaches. Despite her age, Dr. A. Barney continues to collaborate on projects aimed at addressing public health challenges. Her revolutionary model for reentry rehabilitation focuses on restoring purpose and offering empathy to incarcerated individuals. Dr. Barney's vision extends beyond correctional facilities, advocating for accessibility, healing, and second chances in various community settings. As she continues to craft new research projects, she envisions a future where healthcare teams work in harmony to address systemic public health inequities. Dr. Karen Frank Barney's legacy as a healer, reformer, and visionary is a testament to her unwavering commitment to transformation and betterment.
This school banned cell phones 6 years ago. Teachers and many kids couldn't be happier. San Mateo High School in California implemented a complete ban on cell phones in 2019, with students locking their phones in yonder pouches during school hours. Teachers and administrators embraced the program, citing improved focus in class. Some students tried to bypass the ban, but many, like junior Lulu Bertolina, found it easier to make friends without phones. Experts support such bans, citing mental health benefits. Studies show an increase in passing grades and a decrease in behavioral referrals after implementing cell phone bans. San Mateo's success has led to a growing trend, with more schools and states considering similar policies. While the ban comes with financial costs, educators believe the benefits of reduced distractions and improved focus outweigh the expenses. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.